Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second, the right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting third, the center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth, the catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Roger Craig. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second, the left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third, the first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Brosnan. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brosnan. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Brosnan covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 0. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Craig strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Furillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Furillo hits a line drive into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Littrell strikes out. 1 out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 0. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snider is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Amaras is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaras hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Amaras reaches second base with a double. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Campanella is 0-for-1 in the game. Campanella hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a line drive towards first. Hodges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 0. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig strikes out. two outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Neil. The throw from Fanning and he is safe. Neil steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tanner. The throw from Campanella and he is out, Neil applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fanning is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Furillo hits a line drive towards third. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brosnan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosnan bunts towards first. Hodges fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hodges. Littrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Craig spins and fires to second, with Neil covering, and Littrell is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Amoros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Amoros strikes out. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Campanella is 0 for 2 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Roger Craig. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Turk Lown now pitching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam bunts towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carl Ferrillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ferrillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferrillo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to third. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Don Elston now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fanning is 0 for 2 in the game. Fanning hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Littrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Amoros hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Campanella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Campanella is 0 for 3 in the game. Campanella takes first base on ball 4. Pee Wee Reese pinch runs for Roy Campanella. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neal is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese moves to third. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Don Zimmer. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elston fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Elston. Reese scores. Neal moves to third. It's Dodgers, 1, Cubs, 1. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Padres pinch runs for Randy Jackson. Rube Walker pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neal scores. Padres moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Bob Anderson now pitching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-4 in the game. Gilliam strikes out. There goes Padres. The throw from Fanning and Padres is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker now catching. Pee Wee Reese now playing third base. Clem Labine now pitching. Bob will pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will strikes out. 1 out. Dale Long pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.